An infamous meat festival in China is currently underway as we speak, known as the Yulin Meat Festival. It is known for its cruelty towards dogs as they await to be butchered and eaten. Recently, one activist from Forestville actually went over there and helped save a few of the dogs and bring them back here to Sonoma County. Joining us now in studio is, of course, that Forestville woman, Odessa Gunn. Good morning, Odessa.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, it's not just you. We have a fabulous dog. What's his name?
This is Trapper, and he's one of the little guys I brought back from China. He's really strapping and good-looking, as you can see.
Now, of course, this is radio. For those of us who aren't able to see, what kind of dog is he?
Oh, my goodness. I would say he's like a mix between like a corgi and a golden and a pug, okay. If that's such a thing. But, you know, he's like a, it's interesting because, you know, he's very well adjusted already. And so I think that he's probably one of the stolen pets that enter into the meat trade in China. It's a pretty gnarly situation over there. And a lot of the dogs that end up at Yulin are, in fact, stolen pets, most of them, I think. Okay. So
tell us exactly what you did over there in China. Where did you get this idea, and where exactly did you go?
So I've been involved in animal advocacy for a really long time, like 17 years or so. And I've been seeing the reports of Yulin online for a couple years now, and I couldn't believe it was real. And I wanted to go over there in hopes that maybe it wasn't as bad as the online reports, you know, portray it to be. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I went over and I learned that it's worse. So I just kind of hooked up with one of the leaders in the battle against Yulin, mm-hmm. Mark Ching, and he's with Animal Hope and Wellness out of LA and China. And I just partnered with them and raised the money to bring back 10 dogs and to go over there and see, you know, if things are actually true and it's actually worse than the reports online. So that was discouraging.
What about the cultural aspect of this? I mean, some say that the Chinese culture has been eating dogs for, you know, thousands of years, and Americans coming over saying like, yeah, you can't eat your cultural institutions.
Yeah, I know the cultural argument doesn't really fly with me because it's one thing if they're eating dog meat, you know, and if they had some kind of humane slaughter act in place like we do here in the United States that, you know, prevents them from torturing the animals first. But this is a festival that supports the actual torture, and they believe that it makes the meat have some kind of weird magical power. And so that is unacceptable. I don't care what your traditions are or how long you've been doing it. But the Yulin Festival, in fact, only started in 2010. So this isn't like some age-old tradition. This is some Chinese visionary guy said that in 2009, I think he said it, that dog meat will cool your blood if the dog is tortured for up to 40 hours. The meat will cool your blood in the hot summer, and it'll give you sexual prowess or something to that effect for men.
Wow, so that is just horrifying to hear. And I honestly don't have words to for kind of a reaction like that. And if you go online and you just search for Yulin Festival, you will unfortunately see these see photos of this kind of this treatment of animals and such. So I suggest folks that it's only for mature content only that you would ever look up for that kind of thing. So
the images are horrific, and you know, like I said, I was hoping it wasn't true, but in fact, this year, I guess it's worse than ever because it's kind of them against us now. You know, they're kind of revolting against the animal rights activists, and it's just a weird situation. And I think that we can put an end to it, but I just don't know what it's going to take.
Now, I'm not saying, of course, that you know the animal rights cause isn't great. I think it's wonderful what you did over there, and for you bringing 10 dogs over there back. But is the awareness kind of maybe, as you said, maybe spurring them on a bit to possibly commit more atrocities?
Possibly, but what choice do we have? Do you know what I mean? Like, we have to fight it. Like, I mean, there's absolutely, there's no reason to sit back and let it keep happening. And I think that the good thing, the hope that I have and the positive kickback that I've seen is that the Chinese people themselves are starting to protest. Mm-hmm. You know, the Chinese young people, about 100 of them took over a truck with about 1,200 dogs and cats on it last week. So they're starting to fight back from within, which is really good, which is what we need. Mm-hmm. So
now this this dog with you, Trapper, the
yeah.
which is in fact one of the cutest dogs I've ever seen, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
What kind of goes through a dog that does get rescued coming back? Is it emotionally scarring for them, like therapeutic wise, kind of coming back from just a horrific scene like this?
Yeah, I mean, you'd think they're different. Like, they're all different, just like we are, you know. But you could see this guy. He's wiggling around on my lap. He yeah. just wants to go run and play. Mm-hmm. Some of them are more affected than others. Like, this guy, for instance, just wants to be loved, and he wants to catch up on the life that he's missed out on so far. And he's just raring to go. I mean, he's going to make somebody an amazing, amazing pet. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple that are a little bit more timid, but they're coming around quickly, and they're fine. They're going to mm-hmm. be amazing pets. It's incredible how resilient these creatures are, because, you know, we can presume a great many of them have known nothing but, you know, abuse and fear their whole lives, and yet they're trusting us, and they're happy at our shelter, and they love our volunteers, and it's all good.
Now, are you planning on going back there next year?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I think I might even go back within the year, because I'm just so, oh man, I've never felt so compelled to help with a situation, because once you see it in person, you know, you're committed. Like, I mean, I don't necessarily want to have this intense passion to help animals, but I have it, and so I have to do something about it. I don't have a choice, so.
No, I think it's a wonderful thing you do, as you said, and I hope, of course, everything goes well for the dogs that you rescue, and of course for Little Trapper here.
Thank you.
As well. Thank you very much for coming in, Odessa.
Thank you for having us. We just love KSRO. You guys are our friends, and we're grateful. Thank you.
That is Odessa Gunn. She's a Forestville woman who recently saved 10 dogs from being butchered and slaughtered at the Yulin Meat Festival, an infamous festival that is going on as we speak right now.